How are your injuries?
Body's feeling good, mate. Yeah, that's I guess probably had the last 6 weeks off of the year with the PCL, but if we were going to play finals, I was sort of at that point where I was touch and go to sort of try and push for that. So really all off season I've just followed a standard sort of program and come back in training 100%, so feeling good.
How's your fitness? Fitness freak usually.
Oh, I wouldn't say fitness freak, Maxi, but yeah, feeling pretty good. I ran the time trials okay, so yeah, feeling fine.
How did the knee affect you at all in the off season, Brett?
I guess it probably just spent a bit more time in the gym and just had to do a lot more sort of prehab stuff than what I normally had been doing in the past. So yeah, it probably just took an extra half an hour of my off season per day for every couple of days, but that sort of stuff's all fine. I didn't mind sort of getting in there and doing that, and the same goes with the running. Like a lot of it in the off season is straight line, but I probably just had to add a little bit more of change of direction and a few more of those sort of exercises just to make sure that when it does ramp up, like it does pretty quickly, that I was actually okay to jump back in pretty quick. And I guess I came back with the young boys sort of on and off for those first couple of weeks just to sort of dip my toe in, and yeah, felt fine.
Cherry ripe,
man. Yeah, feels good.
Cool. Extra time in the gym, giving you any
extra? Well, you be the judge, hey, Max.
What about the concussion?
Yeah, that side of it's all good. Yeah, that's pretty much when I got cleared to play again. They were saying that, you know, from their testing and from their experience and that, you know, the specialists in Melbourne and the doctors here were confident that I was back to 100%, and I really haven't had any ill effects of concussion or anything like that. I think it's just sleep deprivation with an 8-month-old at home at the moment. That keeps me nice and tired, but other than that, I'm feeling good mentally.
Will you wear a helmet again next season if you're
playing? Nah, probably not. Nah, I think I've had enough time off now to really let myself recover in that space. So, you know, I play 4 games after coming back from concussion, and I was probably at that point where it was almost going to be, a lot of it was more of a comfort and confidence thing, just to feel okay going back into a collision sort of sport. And I felt like I came out the other end of that okay. And if I didn't do my knee, I probably would have probably dropped the helmet by the end of the season anyway.
You've had a great run injury-wise.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where you're at contract-wise, but do you still feel like you've got
2-3
years left?
Yeah, I feel fit, healthy, and I still feel like I've got enough footy left in me. I think having that time off has almost reinvigorated the love of football. You know, you sometimes come back to pre-season and some years you sort of mope in thinking, oh, here we go again. But, you know, missing a half of a footy season last year, I think, I was watching finals footy a little bit more eagerly. I was even watching the trade period and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I hadn't really spent much time getting too involved in that in the past. But even this year, I found myself, you know, scrolling through the AFL app and keeping up to date with what Lee Gaskin has to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done. Well done. Oh, it will be. It will be. Quote.
But
your face is just looking shocked here.
There has been a silver lining to what must have been a really frustrating season.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, if you look at it like that, there definitely is that that silver lining. Because, watching the team, you know, be up and down, probably like we were most of the year, but for that last 6 weeks, really just looking as a spectator, you know, a lot of the time it was quite hard to watch. And then, you know, you're just winning it. We're never 100% sure whether you're going to get back and play in that period, to then not get back, obviously, and have, you know, 3 months off now. It, yeah, it definitely makes you eager to get back in, and even just training and stuff has been good fun.
What about the drive for success, which is something that hasn't had a great deal of in recent years?
Mm. Yeah, I guess that's sort of been as strong as ever. I'd say I'm a bit of a competitor in that space, and I've always been pretty eager to do my best and get success with this club. So, yeah, I think that's something that probably hasn't really changed. Of every year you come in hoping for the best and expecting the best, and yeah, I guess we're just back to square one, and we'll all start again. So yeah, we're eager as ever.
You made a fair bit forward, Evo, at the start of the season, especially when Charlie Dixon was out. Do you see yourself
playing forward again, or do you think maybe back to the midfield now?
I think I'll probably end up finding myself down forward a fair bit. Yeah, I think that we can probably tinker with the percentages. I think by the end of it, it was really majority of the time forward, a little bit of time in the midfield. I think that I can still contribute a little bit to the midfield, and that's the sort of talk upstairs, that we're just trying to find that right balance of, you know, forward, mid, and just seeing how that goes, really. And sometimes it'll be game dependent. Need to spend 90% forward, that's fine. Other games it might be 90% mid. So we'll just take it game by game. But I think that there'll be a fair bit of balance between, well, a fair bit of forward, but also a little bit of mid.
Do you think as a team you've got that balance right with the midfield itself, or having, you know, big bodies but also enough sort of guys who can win it on the out, or get it on the outside?
Yeah, I think we do. I think that as a whole we definitely have that right mix, and you'll even throw the likes of a Connor Rosie up there at times, and you saw Xavier Dersmer this year, Carl Amon really came on nicely, so you've got that outside run, but then you've also got those, the big boys on the inside like Ollie and Peps, and they'll keep developing and going forward.
I think Gershon Verbeek was out there today, I don't know if you noticed, yeah. United coach.
Yeah.
Did you have a chat with him, and is it nice to have other coaches come in and have a look at?
Yeah, well, that's I've sort of got to know him a little bit. I did a sports science degree over the last 8 years or so, and I finished it last year. So, you know, through their pre-season and after I did my knee, I was going out there a little bit and hanging out with their sort of high-performance team and seeing, you know, how the soccer team sort of works and operates. And so I've sort of met him a few times and, yeah, had a chat with him today. It was good to see him out there. I think, you know, the way that football was going, a lot of the time there are elements of soccer that can... that can filter in, and who knows, maybe not as much the other way, but yeah, especially from our end, you know, looking at soccer, there's definitely the way that they sort of set up their sort of set plays and whatnot that you can continue to learn from. So yeah, that it's a I have a bit of an interest in soccer and I enjoy it. So yeah, going out there checking out another code's been good fun, and yeah, went out to the Reds on Saturday night and watched a good win as well. It was good.
Spot the indoor team going, I think, Eber. What's he like as a bloke?
Yeah, what do you make of
him? Yeah, I think he's really good. I think he's, you know, obviously Dutch, so, you know, the language barrier is probably there, but I think that he's a smart operator in the way that he communicates with his team, and the way that he's got them playing is, well, so far been pretty successful. So, yeah, all I can see is, yeah, pretty switched on coach.
A lot of senior blokes talk about the willingness to lead and drive a young playing group as they get towards the sort of the back end of their careers. Friday, you probably have a couple of extra youngsters coming up after the draft. How important is it for you then to grab hold of, you know, you're going to get three more first round picks again and sort of integrate them into the club like you did with the guys last year?
Yeah, I guess that each year that you're sort of in the game, there's always a next crop of young guys coming through, and you're always trying to sort of help them, you know, blend into the culture and blend into the team as quick as possible, and you see that when it does work quite successfully, you get three really strong performers like we did last year. So I think that they were able to really fit into the mould of our game and also just add their own flair pretty quickly and pretty well. And so, yeah, I think that with the draft coming up this week, nothing much will change. I think that we'll do everything we can to get around them and support them and make them feel welcome at Port Adelaide.
Did you have that 7-8 years ago when you came back to the club? You obviously played 150-odd games for West Coast, but did you have someone like that to
like a senior player to sort of lean to a bit? Well, I guess when I came back, Brett was here as my cousin, so I sort of hung out with him a fair bit, and he was probably a good sounding board for a lot of that sort of stuff, and he had a good mix of mates around that time, so I felt like coming back was quite an easy transition for me personally. But I know, you know, as a 17-year-old, I guess 18, 19, whatever they are nowadays, coming in, yeah, it can be a bit of a daunting experience. So, making them as fit in as easily as possible would be good.
And culture-wise, like, what's changed from when you came back to the way it operates now in terms of demand on players, expectation?
Holistically as an AFL or as, like, Port Adelaide
In terms of Port Adelaide, your first experience at Port to where you are now?
Yeah, I think the professionalism was one of the biggest ones. The training standards on the field, but then also the professionalism off the field in terms of the way that the boys, you know, go in the gym, recovery, diets, all that sort of stuff, I think has shifted massively since I first got here, because I guess they came off the back of a few tough years when I got here, and 2012 when I first was here was a tough one, and then you get the likes of Burjo and Ian McEwan and Stewie Graham coming in, they were really able to help, you know, build a strong culture around that work hard on the track, but then also make sure you're looking after yourself off the field as well. So I think that was probably what drove us pretty quickly to go in the right direction, and I think that's maintained over the last few years.
Brad, you've been in leadership groups for a while. Have you got a view on one captain on tour?
Oh, mate, I guess it's pretty early. We probably didn't get enough of a chance last year to see how they both went to working together, because, Ollie played half a season, TJ was out here and there. So, I guess we'll just wait and see how it all pans out over the pre-season. It's, middle of November. We'll give it a bit of time to sort of work itself out, I think.
Yeah. Off-field, did it work?
Yeah, off-field, I felt like they complemented each other quite well. I think they both have their strengths as leaders, and as a group, we were then able to sort of work pretty well with them collectively, including Hartsy in that sort of mix of three. So, I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Last couple of players during the preseason,
In general?
Yeah, well, you've seen them being here, in and out with the young boys.
Well, I was quite impressed with Peps, the way that he came back in last week. I thought he's really training well. Sam Mays has been good. I thought he's sort of been really strong and really putting his foot forward, best foot forward, sorry. Carl Amon's always really, really strong this time of year. And I guess you're looking at his 3K time trial, it was crazy. He knocked us all off by 20 seconds or so. He was flying. So he was a really strong performer. Wiley Buzz has come in and done a little bit here and there. I guess you're always looking and interested in what a new guy to the club will bring and do. So, yeah, mate, it's all positive signs this time of year, isn't it? Everyone's up and about and everyone's fresh, so, yeah, we'll see.
Anyway, can I just ask, having been here a while, not a lot of personnel changes in the off-season, what is, in your mind, the reason that Port Adelaide is going to be better next year than they have been the last couple?
Yeah, I think that you get a few more games into a few younger players. You keep bringing on that development of that middle tier, and I think that then that can hopefully, and that's what we're sort of working on, is wean out a bit of that inconsistency in performance, and then you just get those sustained sort of matches. So I think that that will help contribute to a strong performance, and then also just as senior players, we're just going to continue to hopefully consistently perform and keep doing what we can do, improving little bits and getting a fair bit of growth from that middle group, and the young guys are going to keep coming on. So I think that can lead to stronger performances.
What's going on here?
Oh, it's a pretty wispy top lip, isn't it? I was hoping the light would really bring it out a bit better, but I just jumped on the Movember train, really. So TJ and I, with like a Hated Wines, with our business, we sort of had a little bit of a thing going where we made a little Sangiovese, like 800 bottles, and $5 from each of them are going to the Movember charity, just to raise awareness for mental health issues and men's health issues in general. So it would be a little bit better if it was a bit stronger, wouldn't it? But I tried my best anyway.
That's 3.5 weeks worth, right?
Yeah. I've given you a really big pump up to start there. And I'll take it back. Yeah, go on. At the moment, it's been pretty standard. Yeah, I think that so far, now that we've got the main group back, they're going to slowly sort of, add layers to the game plan. But I don't think we're throwing out the game plan and starting again. We're really just sort of building on what we had last year, because I think overall we had a pretty strong plan going. It just probably fell down at certain times. But I think that we're going to stick with a similar sort of thing and just evolve it. Yeah.